Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. I'm at Hotel Anfield alongside Neil Razor-Vuddock ahead of his evening at the hotel. Razor, thanks for joining me, mate. You well?
I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's your name?
Dan from Red Men
TV. Nice meeting you, Dan.
Yeah, and yourself. Big night ahead. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, always. Come home. I've only been here, last 10 years, I've only been here about three times. But I like coming back, but I've lost... A few pounds now.
Yeah, so just a few.
But the way it was, I was embarrassed to come here because I was so overweight. I didn't want the fans to see me. I didn't want any ex-players to see me. Mm. So, yeah, I didn't feel comfortable and I felt horrible about myself. But now I'm in a good place.
Good.
So it's nice to come here, up here, and I'm going to watch us playing them.
Well, yeah, exactly. I was going to ask you about them. I didn't want to speak too much on the current form because they're miles ahead of where we are on current form, aren't they? But you had a bit of a, I wouldn't say love-hate relationship with Arsenal during your career, didn't you? You weren't a big fan of the Gunners, let's put it that way. What was it about them?
Never been a fan. Where I come from, I'm a London lad, I'm surrounded, I'm a Millwall fan. I've got a Millwall tattoo and a Liverpool tattoo.
Nice, yeah.
So I played with Spurs also. Yep. So where I'm from, I'm surrounded by West Ham, Chelsea and Arsenal fans. And a year ago, you never see an Arsenal fan. Now, they're all smiling. And Arsenal fans think Arsenal invented football because they're top of the league. Mm. So this is the biggest game for me.
Yeah.
I know we've got rivalry with Everton and Man United, but this is my game.
This is the one, I can tell.
And
can
if,
tell
we get beat, boys. If we get beat, I can't go home.
Oh really? Yeah.
That's
bad.
I can't go home.
Yeah,
so this is bad. But,
okay. No
worries. This is my game of the season.
No problem. Yeah. So you mentioned obviously going back to Liverpool and the Anfield factor. Just how big is that? Because you obviously played here through the 90s.
The greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Liverpool were on top with it when you were here. So.
No, but the greatest feeling in the world is, you know, for a fan. When they sing You Never Walk Alone, it's the greatest thing in the world. My mum used to come here and watch me, she used to cry. But being a footballer, player, to walk out at Anfield and to hear the stadium sing that song is the greatest feeling I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
and when I come back, I still get the feeling now.
Oh, good. Your goosebumps
are
there.
Goosebumps still there. You know, when they come out and I watch the players around the pitch. I think I used to do that.
Yeah. And just how important is that Anfield factor for results? Because we've seen it this season, haven't we?
Oh, it's the greatest place. You know, as I say, I'm a London lad. You know, I'm an adopted Scouser. I was six years here.
Yeah.
And when I come back, it's a great place. You know, I feel, I still get the goosebumps. I still got the love for the club. So
yeah.
I'm really excited about the game. You know, I'm a football fan now.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a Liverpool fan now, and it's still one of the greatest atmospheres, one of the greatest sights, mind and body. Because it's not only your mind; it's your body as well that gets involved when you hear that. You know, it's worldwide. It's famous worldwide.
Yeah,
you know Anfield, so.
Yeah.
You know, to be part of it. Don't matter if you play one game for Liverpool or you played 600 games for Liverpool. Mm. You know, you're part of the family. You
Absolutely.
Know, and that is fans and that is players as well. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm part of the Anfield family and it means a lot. And I'm so proud that I've done it. And my family are proud, my friends are proud. So,
Yeah.
When I come back here, I'll get a feeling.
Yeah, that's nice to hear that. And obviously, you're back tonight as an adopted scouser as well. You're going to get that sort of reception down there, I'm sure. So that's boss, that. I love that. But wanted to ask you about your favourite game, this fixture, obviously. You played in the famous one, the foul, that got a 5-minute hat trick. Is that up there, would you say?
Yeah, I've got the Man United, the 3-3 Man United, which was nearly 30 years ago. I scored, we were 3-0 down.
Yeah.
Nigel Clough scored 2 at half time, 3-2, and I got the equaliser.
Mm.
I played in the Newcastle 4-3s. Mm. I think it was the second one.
Yeah.
But Newcastle 4-3s, Fowler hat trick against Arsenal, against England back 5.
Yeah, yeah.
I played in that game.
Yeah.
But you know, there's loads of games. You know, they used to do Sky used to do Sky Gold.
Mm.
There was a game, and I watched it. And I think Liverpool were playing. I think it was PSG in the semi-final.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Really, yeah.
I watched that, I walked out.
No idea.
I think we'd lost 2-0. I think it was 1-0 up, and I went through them. Last minute, I hit the post to make it go in the extra time. I can't remember.
I
hit the post. I mean, one of the things you think you remember. So.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
There was so many, but I mean, I think the 3-3, the Man United 3-3.
Yeah.
When they got the equaliser, that's a game that everyone talks about. Don't remember that.
Yeah.
So they come up to me and say, you remember that goal you scored against Man United? I go, oh, what? Because I scored so many. As if I can't remember it.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, the 3-3 against Man United, because I didn't realise the rivalry. I've come from a London lad. When I come up here, I thought the big rivalry is Liverpool-Everton, which is a rivalry, but Liverpool-Man United was...
Another level. Yeah, absolutely.
And to score an equaliser against that mob.
Yeah, you'll take that,
I'll take that all day long.
You mentioned all your goals there, obviously a former centre-half. I wanted to ask you about a current centre-half. He's coming for some criticism this season. I think maybe because his level was so high, but Virgil van Dijk, what do you make of it?
The thing about Virgil van Dijk is that when I've seen him all my life, I wanted to play... I wouldn't be as good as Virgil van Dijk, but in a minute he's playing like me.
No comment on that.
No, he's great. But the thing about it, it's football, you know, it's confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, I was on TalkSport the other week, and when Brighton beat us 3-0, I think it was 3-0.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it's out, Liverpool are gone, Liverpool this, I went, other teams are good. You've got to give credit to other teams.
Mm.
You know, and at that level, you can't stand still.
No.
You've got to move on, and everyone's moving on. And,
yeah.
You know, so, at the end of the day, as a footballer, I look at it as a footballer, not a fan.
Mm.
And if I was playing that game, you think, it's a good team.
Mm.
So, at the end of the day, you've got your own grounds up.
Yeah.
If 3 of us have a bad game, and one of them have a bad game, you can get beat.
Yeah. 100%.
And that's the way football is.
Yeah.
That's our elite and our... good footballers at the top level. They're all good teams. So.
Mm.
But I've, all day long, I was still... If somebody said to me at the start of the season, right, Fraser, deal or no deal? Liverpool won't get in the Champions League, but they beat Man United 7-0 at Anfield. Deal or no deal? I'd have took that deal.
Yeah.
I'd have gone, beat them 7-0, don't get in the Champions League.
Yeah, I think you might have
I would have took it all day long.
Don't come around that often.
Would you have took it?
Possibly. I've never thought about it before.
Now we're sitting 10th, you'd have took
it. Yeah, I mean, got the choice now, have we? Let's be honest about it. I don't want to talk too much about the rest of the season. It has been a diabolical season for many reasons, given where we were previously.
Because the standards. Yeah. That's why it's diabolical, because... Yeah. The standard Liverpool set.
Yeah, and it's the same for Van Dijk. It's the same for a few of the players, isn't it? I think it's fair to say. I wanted to ask you, though, before we go. There's been a lot of sackings in the Premier League this season, quite frankly. There's been a little bit of talk around Jurgen Klopp's job. That's daft, isn't it? He's still the man for the job.
Listen, he's the best manager in the world.
Yeah.
If they get rid of him, the best teams in the world.
Yeah. They'll come after him. Yeah, well, I agree with you. Yeah, Real Madrid would be after him. Listen, Germany.
If we sacked him, Man City would sack Pep and get
caught. Yeah, yeah, I'd tend to agree with that.
And the best thing about him, he's passionate.
Yeah, he gets it, doesn't he?
I know, I understand. You've got to blame the players sometimes. It's not all the manager's fault.
Mm, 100%.
You've got to blame the players. Yeah. Well, when I was playing for Liverpool, Souness got sacked. Everyone's went.
Yeah.
It wasn't his fault, it was our fault. We weren't performing. So it's always the players' fault.
Absolutely.
Fault.
Yeah.
He's top man.
Razor, it's been an absolute pleasure. Speaking of top men, it really has been a pleasure. Appreciate that. That's been myself.
Come on, you Reds.
Yeah, come on, you Reds. That's been myself and Razor Ruddock at Hotel Anfield. I will see you all again soon. Take it easy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.